Hey friends, you're listening to the Beauty Business Game Changer Podcast, a podcast for beauty industry providers and business owners that are wanting to level up their game to create a profitable career and rewarding lifestyle. I'm Jennifer Alvarez, salon owner, educator, serving 20 years as a licensed cosmetologist, and I'm here to make an impact in your life and career. As creative entrepreneurs, we need education that empowers us and raises the industry standards. My mission is to give sound business advice and share inspiring stories that help you reach your goals and to dream bigger. Welcome to your beauty business game changer. Welcome back to the Beauty Business Game Changer Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Alvarez. Today, I am excited to share with you marketing, and I think that I could geek out about this all day long. And the reason why is because it's so vital for the growth of your business, for the health of your business. Whether you're a salon owner or you're working behind the chair or in the treatment room, we always need to be marketing. And a good friend of mine has always taught me, mentor has said, marketing will solve 90% of your problems. That's actually a good thing to know. So if we're having challenges in our business, we could probably look at marketing as a way of how can marketing help solve this issue? So what do we know to be true about our business? Like, what do we need? We always need new clients coming in, and we always want to make sure that we're keeping existing clients. But that's the thing for not just salon owners, but for the technician as well. Attracting and retaining is so challenging. I think that some of you have heard me speak before about your dream client or your target market. And we love speaking about that because doesn't it feel so good? It feels so natural when you have someone sitting in your chair or in your treatment room, and it's just so much easier to get along with that target market, that dream client. They take your recommendations. They purchase the products you recommend. They willingly write you 5-star reviews. They willingly tell all their friends or recommend their friends to come and see you. That relationship just feels so, it feels more enjoyable. It feels easier. It doesn't feel as hard and draining. Because I know being behind the chair for over 20 years, this industry can be a little draining. You're absorbing other people's energy. So having that ideal client in your chair, in treatment room, is everything. But how do we fix this? How do we make sure that we are attracting the right people into our business? And what can we do to keep existing clients around? But we've got a lot of leaks in our business, and we need to make sure that we're paying attention to this. Because the fact is that according to Boulevard, there was an analysis done last year that revealed that even the top performing salons, they retain 56% more first-time visitors than average, but they only rely on the first-time visitors for less than 10% of their total revenue. What does this mean? Well, you might have heard me say this before, but when a new client comes in, traditionally, they're only maybe 30% likely to stay with you. And that really sucks. And if you're not familiar with what percentages are, if 10 people came in, only 3 are coming back to see you. And this really poses a challenging issue for salons all over the place and for yourself. And I truly believe as a business owner that it's a partnership between my team and my effort. It's 50-50. I need to make sure that I'm putting my marketing dollars to good use. So one, we see a return on our investment. And two, I can really help grow my team. And three, of course, grow my business. But my team needs to make sure that they're doing what they need to do behind the chair or in the treatment room to make sure that that client is coming back and becomes that loyal raving fan. So how do we fix this? You've probably have heard a a little commercial role on some of the podcast about Maya. Now stick with me, because what I do want to share is that I've known of Maya for a while. They've been in business for a while, several years now, actually. And I was so skeptical to spend money on this quiz. What is Maya, by the way? Maya, it's a proprietary matchmaking quiz. It pairs clients to an artist based on several things: personality, their love language, their budget, their challenges that they have with their hair or their skin, what services that they're looking for, what's the best schedule for them. A lot of different factors are in place with this quiz that really helps to match a client, your dream client, to you. But I thought, can this really help solve some of the issues in my business? And the challenges that I was facing is that I felt like we were not receiving, no, I scratched that. I didn't feel it. I could see the numbers. We weren't attracting the right clients to the salon, and we weren't getting the numbers that we wanted to see, one with our sales and also with the traffic. So I thought, okay, fine. If this doesn't work, I'll just cancel it. So I joined Maya in July. And one thing about business, if you don't understand cash flow or the money in the business, let me give you a little bit of a behind the scenes peek about the cash flow of a salon. So there is a lot of money coming in on usually a daily basis on services and any type of areas that your business can produce revenue: memberships, packages, gift cards, retail, and then of course services. So there's a lot of cash coming in, which sounds awesome, right? We're raking all the money into the bank. But there is a ton of expenses: your rent, your products, taxes, credit card fees, your marketing, so many expenses I can't even keep up. So lots of cash flowing in and a lot of cash flowing out. And the sad reality is that the majority of salons profit maybe 5%. Now, if you're not big into percentages, no worries. Think of it this way. If a client gave you $100 for a service, $5 of that goes to the salon for profit. Let me ask you this. Do you think that the salon that you're working at deserves $5? Would you be willing to share maybe $20 with that salon? Hopefully they're adding value to you in numerous ways, giving you a platform to grow, to have a voice, to explore creativity freedom, and to support you in many several ways of your life, your lifestyle that you desire, and helping you grow to be the best version of yourself. The top 1% of salons in the world are making 20%. $20 from that 100. 1%. That is bananas to me that they're lucky if they can keep that 20%. So how do we fix this challenge that we have with marketing? And I honestly believe that I had the buy-in, okay? So I paid, let's see, $149 when I signed up with Maya, and they sent out the quiz for my entire team to take. So everyone takes the quiz themselves so they can say, you know, who they are as a person and what type of dream client are they looking for and what matters most to them. So I thought that was really interesting to pull some personality quiz into our team to figure out what it is that they are looking for. Who is their target market? I think this could be actually a little tricky because I don't know about you, but I think to myself, oh, my target market, they just will spend a ton of money with me. They listen to me. They trust in everything I say. There's a lot more to it than just that. And Maya really pulls at the heartstrings here of your team and to the new customers. But one of the things about this platform is what you put in is what you will get out. So we joined in July, and I thought, you know what, I really need to track more about Maya to figure out, is $149 worth it? I mean, cash flow is bananas, like I said. And can we afford this? I think in business, you really have to justify spending money. And of course, I want everything to look pretty. I like decorating. I want everything to look five-star, immaculate, beautiful, and clean. But the reality is that we have to justify, does this money make us money, or is it just costing us? And really thinking about that. You know, there's definitely times in business where I want to spend money because it's going to cater to the guest experience, which in turn will generate more revenue. Or I want to spend money on my team, which will hopefully generate happiness and better longevity and retention with my investment. I think of my team as not just my investment, you know, because I love each one of them individually for their own unique ways, now that I know all of them so well. But they are my investment. They are part of this business vision that I have. And spending money on them, one, it makes me feel good. But two, when I know that I can spend money and it helps them grow personally and professionally, I'm all about that. So when you are spending money in your business, really think about those things. Is this generating revenue for my business? What is my return on my investment? So I decided, let's give this a shot. Let's try out Maya. Let's see what happens. So we started to track. I'm going to pull up my Google sheet right now as I'm recording this. And so back in 2023, when we started, it wasn't until October that I started to track to see, okay, how many people are actually taking this quiz? And of the people that are taking the quiz, how many people are coming in? So in October, we had 46 clients take this quiz. Now, I will say some of these clients we have seen before, and some of them are brand new. What does that tell me? That tells me that some clients that have been to the salon are curious about either other services that we have to offer, or they're curious about who else could maybe serve them, because it's possible that they didn't exactly enjoy the person that they saw. Now, I know that my team does great services and they pour their heart and soul into every service. However, again, back to that target market, sometimes you just butt heads with people, right? We've got different personalities, and that's okay. That's okay if there's not that connection and it feels a little like, what is it when the magnets are in the same positive or negative, they are restricted from attracting to each other. That can happen. That friction can happen amongst teammates. It can happen amongst customers. So it's neat that these customers, and of course we retargeted them, I'll get to that in just a moment, that they took the quiz. So out of 46 people that took the quiz, 21 of them, that's almost half, 21 of them came in and paid for services. I truly believe because of Maya in October, and I collected the data on this of what services they received, who did they see, and the amount of money that these 21 customers spent was $4,606. November, we had 45 people take the quiz. 14 of them came in, which is a lower conversion. I'll get to that in a second. They spent over $2,000. Okay, if you gave me $149 and I gave you in exchange $2,000, would you do it? Yeah, right? It's a no-brainer. But when you think about, well, 45 people took the quiz, how come only 14 people came in? you know, I believe that there's never going to be an 100% conversion, meaning not 100% of the clients that take the quiz are going to be coming in for a paid service. And I think about when customers are taking these quizzes, and I don't know about you, but I am a sucker for quizzes. Have you ever taken one of those quizzes on Facebook? Like, who's your actress twin? Or if you were to go on a dream vacation, where would you go? Take this quiz. I'm a sucker for that. And I think that a lot of people enjoy, like, just tell me like what it is. But the people who are taking these quizzes, because I get notifications, I see that people are taking these quizzes at odd hours in the night. 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. I can just picture this. There's a mom, she's up, you know, with her babies, feeding them, and she's mindlessly taking this quiz. She gets her results. Do you think at that point she is going to say, oh, I'm going to book an appointment right now? No, maybe not. Which is why with this particular quiz, I think about how can I reach back out to these people that did not book an appointment right away? So 14 of them out of the 45 probably booked right away. But the rest of them, here's what we did as our strategy, is that we had our manager or a virtual assistant, they reached out to them. They called them. Why? Because we had their phone number. When they took this quiz, this person gave us their name, their email, and their phone number. That's called a lead. But the thing is that in order to make this quiz or any type of lead generation work for you, you have to know what's next. So Maya does have a nurture sequence drip campaign through email marketing. And that basically means that the second that this client completed a quiz, they receive an email right away. Like, hey, Mary, thank you so much. We see that you took the Maya quiz and you've been matched with these 3 artists. We can't wait to have you at the salon. Click on the link below to book here. So you're giving them a call to action of like what to do next. You're taking them on this marketing journey from most of these clients, like I said, maybe 10% of these customers we already have seen before and they're looking to match with someone else. But the majority of them are brand new and they're nervous Nellies and they're thinking, what's my experience going to be like? Who should I see? You know, they're just as anxious about this new adventure with their hair, their skin journey, lash journey with you as you are. And so we want to paint them that picture through marketing of what that's going to look like. How can we influence them and inspire them or entice them to come in for a service and come in sooner? Now, I will say we've got a really strong open rate with our emails through this platform of 70%, which is crazy pants because the majority of people are not opening all of their emails. And we send them about maybe 7 different emails to nurture that relationship, to build that know, like, and trust with them. The majority of people, yes, do not pick up their phones. Are you guilty of this? I never pick up my phone unless it's somebody that I actually know, but typically I don't. I'm a texter. So we still call them. Because we're trying to think about the touch points. What do we need to do to get this client to, one, take the quiz, and then as quickly as possible, book an appointment? So the data that I just mentioned for October and November through the Maya quiz, one thing that we have not calculated, there's 2 things actually. We haven't gone back into the system to look to see who has came in, maybe not in that month, but down the road, because we called them, we texted them, we personally reached out to text them, and then we also sent them emails. So we got 3 different touch points with this particular lead generation. And the other thing that we haven't tracked that is on our list is how many more times has this client come in? So in October, with the $4,606, we had Let's see here. We had lash extensions. I'm truly reading this right off my Google spreadsheet. And if you don't believe me, I'll personally send it to you. We've had color and extensions, cut and color, color and extensions. How many more times since October has this customer came in? What are we talking about here? The client lifetime value. We need to stop thinking about a customer as a just one and done transaction and really think about the longevity that we can have with this customer. And I want to transition into discounts here because I have been seeing a lot of coaches speaking about discounts. And yeah, there's pros and cons to it. But I think that if you are strategic about how you are discounting and what that big picture looks like, then you're not just throwing spaghetti against the wall to see if it sticks. You're thinking about the long game here. So recently we ran a pretty risky promotion. This is actually a promotion that several of my friends in my coaching group, which I'm a part of, High Performance Salon Academy, which is absolutely incredible. I highly recommend it. The community, everything about it is just amazing. Anyways, they had a promotion where they wanted to give a particular industry of people 50% off of one service. Yikes. I know. But you know what? Sometimes in business, you need to make dangerous risks. So this was my thought process with this promotion, not to get too off topic about Maya, but my thought process was we can lead them into our business. They can take the Maya quiz. We wow them with their service. Let's say if they get a haircut, a color, and a treatment, whatever their least expensive, least costing service, that's the one that they get 50% off of. So in this scenario, it would be the conditioning treatment, which costs me anywhere from $2.50 to $6, depending on what treatment it is. So they get 50% off of that. If that customer who received the 50% off comes in 5 more times that year, we could say maybe this client has a customer lifetime value of $3,000. And that's just in my demographic of what our average ticket is based off of. So let me ask you this again. Do you think that 50% off, that first service, one time only, and we did this for teachers, do you think that you would try that? And remember, you're thinking long term. You're thinking the long game. When you have that target market in your chair, it's up to you to serve. Serve the client with all your heart, all the skills and talent that you have. You never know how much somebody is going to pour into your life, into your business. And I say this because I don't always like to give discounts. And in fact, this is the first time that we actually gave a discount like that ever in my business since we opened in 2016. And that's what's cool about Maya, because it's not necessarily offering them a discount per se. Now, you could incorporate in your marketing strategy with Maya some type of special offer, such as, and I will be testing this out and I will let you know what our conversion is. Does the conversion increase? Does the 40, and we typically get about 40 people at least every month that take this quiz. We've been tracking this since October, like I said, and I think the least amount of money that we have produced on a monthly basis because of Maya, that's without tracking repeat business or clients that have taken Maya in the past that finally came in, minimum is $2,000. $2,000. I've spent $149. What do you think? Was that a smart move? You could offer a special incentive with this as your fast action, no-brainer offer, such as, I'll give you an example. Here's a $20 gift to spend on your first visit when you visit us within 6 weeks. So you're creating some urgency around getting them in the door. Another offer could be for the first 20 customers that receive this message, receives a $20 gift card to spend at their next visit within 6 weeks. Now it's scarcity and urgency. So you could see how we could play with our marketing tactic and words that really can entice and influence a customer to come in. You know, when it comes to existing clients or lost clients, you know, how do we keep these customers around? You know, I truly believe that if you are a technician, it is up to you. You need to do your due diligence and put importance upon rebooking your client, recommending products, asking for a review, and asking for a referral. In addition, serve a 5-star experience. I think if we could get extremely honest with ourselves and ask ourselves, with every single client, are you truly serving them? Are you giving them a 7-step signature consultation? Are you offering additional service to them? Are you really taking the time to nurture a relationship with them? It's not about the hair. It's not about the lashes or the facial. That's secondary. Yes, they want and expect, that's the expectation, that they're going to receive a good service. But what is a 5-star experience? What does relationships look like to you? And are you pouring into the business to your best ability? So we can leverage Maya to grow our business. We can retarget clients that we haven't seen, let's say, after 120 days. So traditionally what happens is when the customer first comes and sees you, we measure retention on a 90-day period. And maybe it should be triggered a little bit differently considering that with our customized dimensional lived in color, some people are stretching their appointments out, especially in this economy. But traditionally, we are measuring this in a 90-day period. And what this means is that when a new client comes in, let's say from Maya, they need to come back to the salon in 90 days. And if they haven't, they're considered lost. All of that effort that you put in, all of your marketing dollars that you spent, if you're the salon owner, and all of the time and effort as you, the technician, have put into cultivating this relationship is lost. It was lost. However, we can go back in and retarget this client. And this is what we're doing currently in our business. These clients that are lost, it's inevitable. Not everyone's going to stay. Some people are always looking for that next deal. Some people move away. Some people just don't like you or like the environment that is available. However, can we just try a little harder or something different to get these customers to come back in? They're going to spend more money, existing clients. They're going to recommend more people. They're more likely to leave you a review. And I'm not saying this based on opinion. These are facts. These are statistics that prove this. So what's cool about the Maya quiz is I can reach back out to these clients because I'm going to say, I bet 50% of those customers, they just didn't connect with that person. So how can I retarget them without saying, hey, here's 50% off? Instead of giving them a discount, I'm saying, hey, you know what? Maybe you didn't match with this person, but if you take this quiz, this is going to tell you who would be a better match. And because of that, over a span of time, and mind you, we've only been with Maya since July, and I want to say it was within that fourth quarter, we were able to recover $20,000 in lost customers' revenue. And I truly point this to the incredible power of Maya. Okay, my friends, the number one marketing machine tool that you need in 2024 is this. It is Maya. Okay. I am telling you this. I'm a firm believer. And like I said earlier in the podcast, I was skeptical. I was like, am I going to get my $149 back? And if not, I'm quitting. I can't afford to spend $149 and just let that go to waste. No, I need it to work for me. And when we tracked and saw the power and the benefits, and not just that, my team, when they recognize that their target market, their dream client is sitting in their chair, they're like, oh, I love this person. This was so, it was easy. I just instantly connected with them. They were happier. The customer was happier. I can't shout, I don't even know what else to say about this. I'm obsessed. So my friends, I want you to check it out. And my gift to you is 2 months free when you sign up. JA2FREE. That's JA, the number 2, free. Give them a call. Get a consultation going. You know, one thing too that's really, I think, admirable and great about this company too is they don't allow everyone to be a part of it. They're more exclusive. And the reason why is they really want to make sure that Maya is the right fit for your business. Not every business is going to be a good candidate for this. But if you're looking for different strategies that are proven, that are going to help you grow your business, help you generate new leads to your business of your dream target market, help it get paired with the right team members. And if you're a technician right now and your salon owner does not have this, tell them, share this podcast with them. I'll personally talk to them about my experience of how this has helped my business grow. And if you're thinking, man, I wish that we had this. I wish that I had my target market in my chair. We need this. Share this with them. You know, as a salon owner, I'm always looking to seek ideas that my team has. I'm receptive to that. And I have an open door policy with that, as long as they have some solutions behind it. So if you're like, I want more of my target market, then your salon needs Maya. In the show notes, I will put the special code so that you or your salon owner can receive the 2 months free. Book this consultation call. I promise you, this will be a major game changer. 2024 marketing is where it's at. Between AI, lead generation, automation, this is where it's at, my friends. Okay, thank you so much for taking the time to join me. Out of all the podcasts to listen to, I'm truly honored and blessed that you chose to take the time to listen to this. So make sure to share this with your salon friends, your beauty besties, share it on Instagram. Leave me a DM on Instagram too. I'd love to hear about your career journey and how I can help you. I hope that you enjoyed this episode and have been able to receive a message that will help you grow and build your career. My goal is to help you transform your business and self to create a career that supports your life. And if you like this episode, I would love it if you would leave this podcast a review, share it on Instagram with all your beauty besties. I'm honored to be a part of your beauty business, and I hope that this has been a dose of a game changer.